Indigenous rights campaigners are outraged by the federal government's decision not to support including an Indigenous advisory body in the Constitution. Veteran campaigner Noel Pearson said the Prime Minister had broken our hearts, a phrase Mr. Turnbull used against John Howard after the Republic referendum failed in 1999. Secretary of the Aboriginal Provisional Government Michael Mansell says while this is a setback, it gives the government an opportunity to set up another body to run Indigenous affairs through the Parliament.
He must be open, therefore, to simply legislating for such a body. So, on the one hand, we've lost the possibility of a referendum, but on the other hand, we've gained the opportunity of the government legislating for a new Aboriginal body supported by the Bill Shorten-led opposition party. So a new opportunity has arisen for us to take up.
That's an interesting point. Just on the Malcolm Turnbull's reasoning, you said that he didn't think it would get up. Part of the other thing is that he said that people would view it as a third chamber of parliament. Do you think he has a point at all? Or
No, I don't, because it would have operated completely outside the parliament. This proposal from Uluru was to expand it only slightly in the sense of instead of one person being the advisor and making a comment, it was going to be a more representative body. So I think the Prime Minister's wrong when he describes it as a third chamber. But if that's one of the reasons why he's fearful of proceeding with the plan, if he now legislates instead for a national Aboriginal body, then he can control through his own legislation the exact duties and responsibilities that this new body can take up.
Wasn't one of the reasons why an idea like that body was suggested was because past bodies that have advised governments, or in the case of ATSIC, had some responsibility for some programs, have just been abolished over time because of changing political circumstances. Isn't that the reason why that was suggested?
It was certainly one of the arguments that were that was put up by its supporters. The trouble with that view is that if the government had put a referendum to the people and it had been successful, the referendum itself does not establish an advisory body. You still have to wait for the Parliament to legislate for such a body. And of course, just because a referendum says there should be an advisory body doesn't impose any obligation on the Parliament to establish such a body. So they could ignore the referendum if they wanted to. And if, for people who'd say, well, I've never heard of any such thing, Section 101 of the Constitution establishes a body for dealing with interstate trade. And the Constitution says there must be a body, but there is no body because the Parliament simply couldn't be bothered legislating it.
What do you think so far about the level of effort that governments have put into this process? They've opened up the process for Aboriginal people to say what they would like to see, but have they really done enough to really advocate and put forward a view?
10 years, millions of dollars have been spent. 250 Aboriginal people from all over the country met at Uluru, all on the understanding that the proposal that came out from Aboriginal people would be picked up in principle by the government of the day. So it's terribly disappointing to see this has come to where we are now. And look, my thoughts go out to the efforts of people like Noel Pearson, Pat Anderson, Megan Davis, who for years on the Referendum Council and in the dialogues really poured their every bit of effort they had into this process, only to have their efforts and their hopes dashed at the last minute by a government that refuses to sit down and negotiate an outcome with Aboriginal people.
Activist and lawyer Michael Mansell ending that story.